Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
For free at ZipRecruiter.com/.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row here in Phoenix, Super Bowl LVII. We normally don't do this, but thank you, Steve, for staying for part two.
I'm honored.
You were the first person to have part two.
Yeah.
We would have just honored. We would have just continued, but we couldn't. Part two.
We're talking about the four-part docuseries coming out.
Absolutely. Now, Lee Murray is probably not a name that anybody other than the hardest core MMA fans want, but he's probably most known for allegedly, we'll say, knocking out Tito Ortiz in a street fight outside the UFC's after the after party of the UFC's first event in London. But he was signed to the UFC, a really phenomenal fighter, went three rounds with Anderson Silva in a closely contested fight outside the UFC. But when the MMA career did not happen as quickly as he wanted, he pivoted. And he pivoted to rob a bank. And he put together a crew and successfully pulled off the largest bank robbery of all time, $92 million in cash.
Wow.
So when we found this story, we were just absolutely shocked that no one had done it before. It sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's straight out of, you know, Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. You know, an MMA fighter decides to rob a bank, you know, and pulls off the biggest bank robbery of all time.
Well, now in the first segment, part one, you talked about how the critics are out there saying that boxing is dead. But when these massive boxing matches happen, they win more than $92 million in a prize purse. You know, so boxing is well and alive. And I don't understand how they can say it's a dead sport, because the money and the revenue say that it is thriving.
Well, I'll say this. In one of the rare occasions, I took a picture when I did this, because I didn't think it would ever happen again in my career. I've signed multiple nine-figure checks to Floyd Mayweather. You know, and it struck me, and it wasn't too far into my time at Showtime, that people were coming to me and saying, here's a nine-figure check. We need your signature in order, to make it right. And I'm like, okay, sure, $101 million.
Give
sure,
me a, I'll give sign. Me a pen.
Yeah, give go. Me a pen. Like, okay. And I did, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I did take a picture, because I'm like, you know, how many times do you get a chance for your signature to be on a nine-figure check?
I know you got to run. Final question. When does that doc series air?
Yeah.
April 9th on Showtime and Showtime streaming. It's a phenomenal. It's a fight, you know, docuseries. It's about MMA. It's about bank robbery. It's a phenomenal story.
Will there be a red carpet? Or is there going to be a premiere?
Well, I don't want to spoil it to you, but we've got some of the principals who are still incarcerated. So it's sort of hard to have a premiere with these guys.
Well, you have my info. If you have anything that we can be involved in, we can get you back on.
Absolutely.
Take this bigger and better. I appreciate
absolutely.
Your time.
Absolutely. Your constant support for combat sports. I appreciate it a lot.
And that's what it is. It's all of combat. You know, there's different teams in Major League Baseball. You can dislike the New York Yankees, but they're still playing.
Right.
You know,
right.
And the Houston Astros or whoever. Right. Again, thank you very much.
Pleasure,
for your time.
Guys.
We're going to hit a real quick break. I know we just came back, and then we'll continue live from Radio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
My day, my week, my month. I can die a happy man.
Put him on.
No, he's going to do somebody else. He's coming
back. Big Willie.
He's coming back. He's coming back. No. He's coming back. Will Golston in the house. Are you kidding me? This is awesome. Saw Rondé Barber earlier.
Yeah, the Bucks.
Here's the thing that just made that so special. Okay? Will Golston came up to me.
Yeah.
Came up to us. Saw the knockout radio. He said he saw me from over there and started yelling our name and stuff. Will Golston is the man.
The man. So, and a big fan of combat sports.
Big fan.
BKFC.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, we would always talk in the locker room about it, and then I took Will to a bare knuckle, and he wanted to start his own bare knuckle organization in Detroit. And I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You be the first competitor.
That's what's great about Media Row. You just never know who's going to show up. And apparently, another Buccaneer's en route tomorrow. Former Buccaneer goes by the number 99.
Well, 99 should be here tonight. He should be here tonight because of the golf tournament tomorrow.
Okay, yes.
Who he's definitely playing in. They could have sat Will down. Let them wait.
Yeah.
Tell Will to sit down.
Come on, Kevin, bump that guy. we're gonna get kicked out of Media Row.
Why? We can't be louder than the people behind us.
Well, Steve got yelled at for photobombing their picture with Earl Campbell and who was the other guy? Tony Dorsett.
Who's that other guy? Who's that other guy?
You're my best friend.
Why? What did I do?
I don't know what we're doing here. I guess we're going big time now.
I just got Steve Lenay to call me his best friend on Media Row. I feel pretty special. Wow. We got new microphones.
Yeah, we're doing all sorts
of investing in weird technology.
Weird stuff.
I saw Dak Prescott over at the Sleep Number booth. Like he was there at Miami doing the same thing. So
taking a nap.
We
got a 12:15.
We do have a 12:15.
It'll be perfect because we'll do the 12:15.
Yep.
When.
We will do the 12:15, then we'll roll into hopefully get Will Golston on, get him, catch up with him, and then coming up after that will be Henry Cejudo, who I drove personally to the airport in Atlanta. I don't know if he'll remember me as his Uber driver, but we'll remind him, and that will be a lot of fun. We saw a ton of stars walking through. Apparently Beyonce is here. I did not see her personally, but Randy did, and... Gronk is running around. I mean, I saw Michael Strahan and Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, comparing fabrics.
Yeah.
Whose cloth was softer, who's better dressed, who, you know, Taylor was. Where when you think you get two Hall of Fame NFL guys together, you'd be talking about football or X's and O's or offense, defense. But no, they're talking about fashion.
Coming up momentarily, Alec Engel. We'll be stopping by to talk about what's going on with him here on Radio Row. And then hopefully the times will mesh. Because if not, Will Golston's going to probably physically pick him up and toss him away.
Yes. Yes, he Will Golston's a big, massive man. I mean, when you saw him walk over, like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, thank God I know you.
Oh, that's right. Where's a pen? I got to write a pen down. Because
you know, I took it so I get a 9-figure check from the Showtime guys. I was trying to get paid for this network that we do. But I think going back to the boxing thing, how can you say boxing's dead when they're still putting out $100 million purses? I mean, it's a massive sport.
I don't think it's necessarily dead. What I think it is back in the day, you know, in my young teenage years, boxing was on Saturday. Boxing was on Wild Wilder Sports. It's gotten now to everything is pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And you either pay for the pay-per-view or you steal the stream or you do whatever.
Right.
It's just not the same as throwing on a TV on Channel 10 in the Tampa Bay area and watching a boxing match.
Sure.
I mean, you could watch the biggest stars, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, whatever, on TV.
Yeah.
And then it became pay-per-view, and then people didn't buy it, and then people didn't do this, and then that's boxing's dead. But again, you heard it in Steve, as well as you heard it in Dana the other day, you know, MMA, boxing is still going to bash heads. When MMA first started to take off, ESPN wanted nothing to do with it.
Zero.
Because they were boxers.
Yep.
That was the whole thing with Bert Sugar.
Yeah.
He's a boxing guy.
Yep.
You know, I won't say the guy's name that I confronted on the street, because he couldn't stand MMA in the UFC. And I said to him, have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
And he said, no. How can you hate something that you haven't watched?
How can you hate cold plunges when you haven't tried?
That's why I just said watched. Normally I say if you don't watch it, cold plunge is different.
I can't believe you were there the night Lee Murray, this new docuseries. You were there.
I was there, and I left.
As a journalist, you could have had an eyewitness to this documentary. They could have interviewed for the docuseries.
I could have also been the journalist that got stabbed. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not overly, you know, what the heck, you know. I'm good that I wasn't there.
Were you partial to it because your dad's name was Murray? Have you always been a Lee Murray fan?
No. Well, you do know that I wore a Murray Phillies jersey to my dad's funeral.
No, you did.
And you do know who the number one draft pick was the year my dad died. Murray, right?
Whoa,
here in Arizona.
Oh, Kyler Murray, yeah, Arizona Cardinals.
And so we almost bought, you know, Murray jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Cardinals. I didn't want to spend the money.
Well, you're a Cardinal guy. You were the bat boy. So that's a great tie-in.
St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the same thing.
No,
a Cardinal's
not.
A Cardinal.
No, that's not true.
It's the same mascot.
It's not true.
Same bird.
It's the same bird.
Same color.
But there's colleges that are Cardinals.
But you could...
No.
You could have done that for your dad. I think you should have a Murray Cardinal jersey. There comes Steve Linnea. He's going to fan out again. There's CeeDee Lamb walking through. Old Spice. What's up, baby? Good to see you.
So, Steve Linnea tried any way and every way just to get a piece of that.
He got the Old Spice football.
Yeah, he did. Oh, fanning out. Check out the fanboy. He didn't put the right logo out.
Yeah.
You didn't see if you would have put the Old Spice out. I don't think you did.
We had it upside down.
there was a fight organization I believe was called WAMA, and there was a fight. How you doing? If you have a seat over there, I appreciate it. No problem. Alec Engel coming up.
Come on, Alec. Grab a seat. Yeah, come on in. That's you, big dog.
How you doing,
brother? See you. Represent the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, a little retro.
We're Florida guys. We're
I'm a Florida man.
Guy, there you go.
Florida man.
Come from the Sunshine State out to the desert.
Well, Steve, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. It's Radio Row.
It is. It's a lot of energy here. Just kind of getting my bearings, you know, sitting down for the first time. But desert's nice. Weather's beautiful. There's going to be a great ball game. It's going to be fun, man.
Well, I come out to the Super Bowl every year for the taste of the NFL.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you know much about it, but that is the event before the game.
Right.
The game's important if you're playing.
Yep.
I get all that, but... If I can eat nonstop for 4 hours and that kind of food.
100%. I love that.
Miami Dolphins, obviously, in the Tampa Bay area, everybody was a Dolphin fan.
They were.
You know, because there were no Bucs, there were no Jacksonville.
Right.
Talk about playing, you know, down there in the state of Florida.
It's amazing. And I think that first little taste of it, you're in training camp, it's 100 degrees and 100% humidity, you're like, I might die. Like, we're really struggling right here. But once you get to Hard Rock, once you get to the stadium, the community rallying around, was 50-year anniversary of the 72 perfect season. Like, everything just going on right there, it was a blast to be able to have your first year be with that organization, with that environment. It was really fun.
When the team celebrates the last existing NFL team to lose... So, you know,
right.
the, so yep, that record.
Little cigar.
Right,
whatever.
All that stuff. Do you guys do that as well
no,
as
not
a Dolphin?
Shot. Not a shot. No, I think if we go on a perfect run one of these times and we have, you know, we can carry on the legacy of a perfect season, maybe we could celebrate like that. But no, I'm not. I don't think guys are really cheering for other people's downfall like that when you're in the league because it's like, we might see them in a couple weeks and then that might be dicey.
Yeah, it could come back to bite you. Give me your thoughts on the game on Sunday.
I'm excited. I think it's tale of two tapes, right? You got a physical Eagles team just embodying the city of Philadelphia. Everyone's going to be here hungry. They run the ball. Jalen Hurts is amazing. And then you got the Chiefs, man. Everyone overlooks them all of a sudden, right? Like, they've been the best of the best for how long? 5, 6, 7 years. And now they're back in the Super Bowl. No one's really been talking about how the prowess has happened. How is Patrick Mahomes going to do it? How is Travis Kelce going to keep it up? A lot of fun storylines to see. And it's two very different teams, but they're two of the best.
Probably one of the best features on Sunday is Kelce's.
Yes.
You know, it's the easiest bet. Kelce's going to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I think that is so cool. You know, two brothers. Now, they're not going to physically go up against each other,
right.
which would even be better.
That would be.
I don't know if you know the story of John Lynch. And John Lynch once put his brother-in-law out of a game with a concussion.
Wow. I mean, he put a lot of people out of games with a concussion.
Yeah, but imagine on Thanksgiving, going to the Thanksgiving dinner and your brother-in-law's there.
Yeah, that's a little tight. That's a little tough. Yeah, that'd be a little awkward family dinner there.
So I know we're here at Super Bowl Media Week. You know, obviously you're an NFL guy, but
yep.
You're also a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really intrigued in that because I do some myself.
Okay.
So my outreach program is I invented the pizza diet, and I use it to educate kids on how to eat pizza responsibly, to fight childhood obesity.
That's awesome.
To change their lifestyle. So talk about your goal, your mission, your purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I just wrote a book here. It's called The Seven Crucibles, out now, published a couple days ago. And
not just a book, a number one bestseller.
On Amazon, hit the top. Are you kidding me? Pre-sale numbers, it was out of the roof. But no, I think a lot of it is just relating to that one kid. I think you talk about that a lot with your mission. There's something about seeing a kid just get it.
Yeah.
And the light bulb go off, whether you're in person, whether you see it. So for another avenue of that inspiration to go out in a book where I might not know whose hands it's in, but that light bulb will click. And knowing that in your heart, I mean, that's some really cool stuff. So being able to speak, being able to see that at a school, being able to touch those lives, be able to play on a football field and represent all the people that you meet off of the field, bring that community together, all of that's fun, man. So it's going to be a blessing to do.
And then your book is about overcoming adversity. I mean, that's really what kids these days really need to go through.
Well, everybody as well. Everybody, not just kids.
To be battle tested and to have resolve and to come back from and how to achieve, you know, success afterwards.
And I think that's the relatability thing, right? Like, you think of NFL athletes, you think of the Kelce brothers, you think they're just untouchable. No, like, we all go through this, right? Everyone goes through these moments. Everyone has these hardships. Everyone's going through something. So let's work on just being a better person, like, today than we were yesterday. And taking the courage of that first step is dialing it up over there. But, no, that's really cool, and that's kind of the gist of the book.
He says we have a love-hate relationship. Yep. I say it's a hate-hate relationship, right? So he thinks he's this motivational speaker. He can't motivate, he can't motivate me for anything.
You're
because,
a brick wall.
Well, to him. You know, now you could motivate me.
I love
that.
But
I tune him out as soon as he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
So I do cold plunges for a dopamine spike.
Yeah.
I can't get him in a cold water environment. But if you talk to him, he'll do it.
No, that one is different. And I'll tell you why. My wife is a nurse.
Okay.
And my wife is afraid that my heart will stop.
Yeah.
You know, at my age, at my fatness and all that kind of stuff. You know, maybe if I lose 16 pounds.
We'll talk about that, though. Like, the way that you can have a message from two different sources, same message, hit somebody a different way.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's where, as an NFL current guy, you get to write a book, you get to see some kids, you get to talk to somebody. It's like the same message the parents have been talking about, the same message the coach has been talking about, but it hits it a different
way. There's a new TV commercial that it's that exact thing.
Really?
I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't.
So it's a father and a son there in the kitchen, and I think a second version has come out, and the son says something and the father gives him advice and he basically ignores it.
Yeah.
And then it goes to a living room, and I forget, you know, who the black actor is. He was from the Urkel, when the show Urkel was in.
Yep.
This Urkel, do you know Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were too young. So that was the dad.
Okay.
And he has the paper, he drops the paper and says the exact same thing. And the son goes, "Hey, good advice, TV Dad?"
Okay, yeah, I have seen that conversation.
And the dad goes, "Well, and then it's not a competition. I'm his dad. It's not a competition."
Yep.
You know, but
thanks,
that's
TV,
right.
Dad.
Right. Thanks.
It resonates differently.
It does. It hits a different chord, and it's like you get to create that environment when you go to speak, when you go to read, whatever that is. And this book, you're creating a different type of environment. So being able to touch those little chords a little differently. There's seven different messages. Yeah, man, it's fun. It's cool to see. It's cool to be a part of. And I would not call myself TV dad, but like maybe athlete speaker.
TV brother.
Like, TV brother.
TV brother. Yeah. Can we go TV brother?
TV brother. There we go.
Can you say what the messages are, or do you want people to buy the book to find out?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is like just having the courage. If I had one thing to kind of say from the book is taking the courage to take a step in the right direction, because that first step is the hardest one. The first cold plunge is the hardest one to do.
Sure.
The first waking up early at 6 a.m. is hard to do. But once you get going, all of a sudden things start to shift, things start to change. So having the courage to take that first step, it never gets easier. It never does. I'm going through it now. Everyone is going through it now. It doesn't matter how successful you've been in the past. That first step is tough. But once you take it, your life's going to change. And you get a little smile on your face, a little love in your heart, and you get after it.
We are a national radio program. We're based in Tampa. We do all sports. But my biggest love, I don't know what his is because we're not really friends, but, you know, my biggest thing is combat sports and MMA. Yeah. Are you an MMA guy at all?
So or? I wrestled growing up. And there's a story about wrestling. I don't know if you want me to tell it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So it is FCC, so that's all I'm going to say.
One of the pieces of adversity of my life. So I'm a 220-pound wrestler, right? Not a whole lot of competition up in Wisconsin, 220 pounds. Like, if you go to 170, you go to 152.
Or 350.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Jerry Wanch is listening to the show who played at Wisconsin. It's all good.
Yeah, so that 220 weight class, like, so we bring in a national champion wrestler. He's a grown man now. His name's Andy Kazik. And he's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, wins the Pan Am Games. Every single year he goes down, and we're going after it. And I hated it. I hated it. I avoid him in the room. I wouldn't go after it. I end up, you know, choking in the state tournament. And the next year, I'm going into my senior year of high school. I have the D1 scholarship offer at Wisconsin. I'm thinking, all right, I'm all set. No, this wrestling thing, I haven't won a state championship yet. I probably could have in the past. And Andy Kazik is there every single day of practice, just looking me in the face. And it was that decision of like, you know what? I'm going to go all in here. I'm going to go win a state championship. I'm going to do something I've never done before to accomplish something I haven't done before, right? And that's what it's going to take. Going through that, I remember one time in particular, we're going at it. And you have a dual meet on Thursday, so Wednesday people are cutting weight, they're running halls. Kazik and I didn't have to cut weight. We're going at it just one-on-one in the room. And we're just bloodbath. An hour grind match. We're going at it blow for blow. Like, I take him down. He's just beating the crap out of me. We're going at it. It's a grown man, like, altercation at this point. We're going back and forth, hype, like, and eventually he just turns it up a new level, right? And I'm getting beat up. I can't. My arms aren't working. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. Like, everything's – I quit. I was like, I'm done. I don't need this. I have a scholarship, D1 scholarship, play football at the University of Wisconsin. I don't need this. I walk out of the room. I'm a mess. And I think to myself, in the bedroom, at home, sleeping, I'm like, am I really going to give up right now? Like, I have an opportunity to do something special here. And making that conscious decision to bring my shoes back, bring my gear back, be there with the guys, fill back up that locker, and go back out there and wrestle again. To have that courage to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to put my pride to the side. I got my tail whooped, right? But I'm going to be a better man because of this. That uncomfortable moment in the practice room allowed me to go on undefeated state champion that year. Wrestling, you know, it puts you to the limit. And I feel like once you get to that limit and you go past it, you go beyond it, you're like, okay, I can do some special stuff.
Wow. What a story.
He might be able to motivate me to get in the ice.
I think
we'll get a cold plunge out of you.
I think you might be able to. Where can people get the book? Is there a website? Is it just Amazon? Where?
Amazon is a great spot. Barnes & Noble if you want to go in person. Otherwise, alkingold.com. Should be pretty easy. It's my name. Put you right there for the link. You can go buy it. You'll probably get it in a couple days.
When's the book signing?
Oh, I got to get one.
We got to get one of those together. We got to do one in Tampa.
Yeah.
We'll set it up. We can do it at the pizzeria. We'll have the limo pick you up at the airport.
Let's go.
We'll get all your information.
We'll
definitely do it. Pizza, my restaurant.
I just said that.
We'll hook it up.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Thanks, TV Dad.
Exactly.
As soon as we plunge, we eat, we feast.
We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong of some swag, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa for coming on and spending some time with us.
Awesome.
Today.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. Let's go hit a quick break, and then we have a large man standing by who's going to jump in and do the cold plunge. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Center.
Craziest boy you ever seen. I guess.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Cozy Coleman from You're Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57 on this Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles versus the KC Chiefs.
It's not that. It's the site of Will Golston. It's not the site of the Super Bowl.
There is a Will Golston sighting.
There's a sighting.
It's not hard to find Will Golston in a crowd. I mean, even amongst NFL alumni and big guys, you still see Will Golston as a man amongst men.
See, this is why it's difficult on Radio Row, because you set a schedule, and then the schedule gets changed because people are early, people are late, or Will Golston walks by.
That's true.
The same.
But at least I didn't bump Barry Sanders this year. I still have that regret. I have haunted dreams of bumping Barry Sanders. Okay. And then getting stood up by the Griffin brothers. But where are they at now? They're not around anymore.
St. Pete.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Tow truck driving?
Isn't it that? That's what the dad is, right?
Yeah. He has a tow truck company.
It's all good.
Yeah, no, it's great to be on Media Row. Look at that hat. Look at how big. Remember the guy with the one big, huge boxing glove?
Yeah.
Like, this guy has a hat to say, look at that hat.
The difference is the one guy with the big boxing glove was in UFC 1.
Yeah.
One Glove Tony or One Glove. I think about it. Art? Was it Art? No, Art's the guy who started it.
Art Davey.
Yeah, Art Davey.
But that's a huge hat. I like that hat. Will Golson putting us on ice.
He's He gave me that look like I ain't doing it.
Yeah. Nah, he's coming.
I know that.
I'll tackle him.
But if he doesn't come soon, he may have to fight Henry Cejudo.
I'll tackle him. I'll take him down.
Who? Will or Henry?
Will. He's not getting to the goal line with me here on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw me throw that bomb yesterday, 50 yards.
You didn't throw it 50 yards.
Over 50 yards.
No, you didn't.
The fence stopped. There's Rondé Barber getting in the mix. Look at that Buccaneer love on the media row.
I love when media people say, I'll just do 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Just 2 minutes. Whatever.
I saw Bruce Arians. They took Rondé Barber's name to move it aside so Bruce Arians could get his name on the Ring of Honor.
Don't get me started.
I'm just saying.
Don't get me
started. We should ask Rondé if they gave him his letters back.
Well, they did. Just, you know. Whatever.
Oh, look at that mohawk. Man, I miss my mohawk. See, I went.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest? He looks just as dumb as you do.
Is that what I look like? Really?
Yeah. You look like.
No, mine looks way better than
that. No.
Mine's colorful.
Right. Hold on a second. I will say this.
Okay.
As stupid as it is, and I'm going to stand by that.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb, but it's you.
Right.
Okay? I think it's somebody seeking, needing, must have that attention.
Right.
That's you.
But Sugar Sean O'Malley and I share the same concept of we're just being authentic.
No, I get it.
We don't really care about what people think.
But we should film this.
Yeah. There it is.
I should film this. He just asked him, does he want to do it?
I like the way.
Does he want to do it?
The subtle.
That was pretty funny.
That was great.
The way it was like a carrot. Steve used the headset.
He dangled the microphone. Will Golson came over. See, I have that effect with pizza. Somebody dangles a pizza out, they're going to kidnap me because I'm getting in the van. You know what I mean?
Sitting down with us is my good close friend, at least now. Now, 30 seconds from now, Will and I may not be as friendly, but my first thing I need to ask you is, we had plans, you and I.
If you're talking about that fishing stuff, I am not getting on the boat in the ocean.
But it's a small ocean.
No, the ocean is not small. I told you, there's no way I'm getting on the boat to go fishing. We can be on land and fish.
Well, it's like jumping out of a plane. I get it.
Or getting in a cold tub, ice plunge.
I'll do an ice plunge.
There it is.
Any of those.
So you do the ice plunge with us, and then we'll get them on a boat.
First of all, it wouldn't be us. If that's what I have to do to get Will fishing, you cannot be there when I do the ice.
I need him there for moral support.
Yeah.
No. First, he's not going to fishing either.
Well, Caleb Bentnock had done it, so if the barrel can fit, Caleb Will can fit in the ice barrel.
What? It was shocking that Caleb got in there.
I'm taller than Caleb, though.
But it's not tall. It's
a wide?
Yeah, it's wide.
I'm with it. We do the close plunge all the time.
Well, I know that. We're talking fishing. You notice how he switched it away from the fishing? Yeah, Caleb goes fishing all the time.
Yeah.
Caleb's a madman, though.
He is. Chasing alligators up in the wild.
I'm more sane. You know, I'm here. I'm leveled down.
Speaking of alligators, you met Kelly Anderson at the fight. Kelly went and caught a gator, and we sliced it up and ate it. You know?
Yeah. Wow, dude. I wouldn't do that either.
What is up? What is going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm here for a couple reasons. The Walter Payton Man Year nominee. Luckily, somehow, they recognized me. Thank you for everybody and my teammates for acknowledging me. And I'm also here with ACS, American Cancer Society, with the Crucial Catch program, and I'm spreading awareness and knowledge. You know, if you want, you can go get screened over there.
I will go get screened right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, I would stop my radio show to go get screened.
Well, it's not necessarily the screening that you need, but it's kind of like a little app where they answer the questions. You tell them about your habits, daily habits, walking, eating, what are you, and they give you some suggestions on what you need to do to be better with it.
I'll answer those questions. None and a lot. No walking, and I eat a lot. I go to the dermatologist, every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have all sorts of screening. I have a syndrome. It's called Lynch syndrome, which means I have a missing gene that we susceptible cancer.
Wow.
Which we recently found out, and it's fatal. Man. You know, so yeah, so
you're staying on top of that, though.
Yeah, once you know that it's fatal.
Yeah.
Now, cancer is always fatal.
Yes,
but once you know that you're missing certain things to fight that off, yeah, it's so. Talk about your involvement in that.
So I do work with American Cancer Society. I also do work with George Edgecombe Society at Moffitt as well. So what I'm basically doing, what I do, I'm not doing a screening or anything like that. I'm just
spreading
like I said,
awareness.
Just spreading the word.
Of course.
Promoting, telling people it's okay and safe, because usually people of my skin color, just lower income areas, they don't go out there to the doctor and get screened and get their stuff checked out, because I don't know if they're like my dad. My dad was one of those, the doctor's not here to help me type of guy. So, but we found his cancer at stage 4, and I think, and I truly wholeheartedly believe, if we had the awareness to, for him to go get screened and go get checked, he'd definitely be here right now.
Absolutely.
Day, you know, so.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of us, and me included, and my dad, you know, I'm not going to the doctor. You know, I feel good. If I go to the doctor, they're going to find something. I don't want to know. Well, you know, you do want
to
know.
You need to know.
You know, my brother had stage 4 colon cancer.
Mm.
And, you know, anybody who knows, stage 4, not many survive.
Not many.
And he did. Yeah. And he got very lucky. That's how we found out about Lynch and all that stuff. But if he would have gone and gotten a colonoscopy, if he would have gone and done all the things, but you know how expensive they are?
Yeah.
If you don't have insurance, we have to find ways to get people that can't afford it or don't have insurance, you know,
that's
to be able to do that.
That's why I work with the George Edgecombe Society at Moffitt. They do have different programs for people. So for you to be able to go, some of the screenings are free. So if you have the opportunity, I would definitely check it out. Go to the Moffitt Cancer Society webpage, look up the George Edgecombe Society, see if you follow the criteria. I'm pretty sure you can go out there and get some free screening.
Be right back. What year is this for you?
Year 10, going to year 11.
I swear time flies.
Doesn't it?
It truly does. You know, and not to go back to what we just talked about, that's why I wear this thing that says Live Your Dash,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was because of that. But 10 years. I remember day one when you came in. Mm. I remember the first radio show.
Yeah.
10 years. I remember, and I sent you this photo, where my son took your photo mm-hmm. at the Outback Bowl.
Mm. Yeah. Who would have known? That was the best college game I had, and then I ended up going and getting drafted by Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, see, it's always good to have your best game when all the eyes are on you.
Yeah.
You know?
That was cool. I like it, man. It's, like I said, I think I was actually just talking about the radio show at the press box. I was like, yo, this is really how I'm getting comfortable. Because I remember I was used to be up there nervous as ever at press box. Like, oh, man, I wonder what we're going to ask. Man, we're not doing that good. But you always kept it light. You always kept it professional. And it kind of showed me.
$7.77.
Yeah. Thanks, Will. What? The word professional comes out, I got to pay him $7.77.
Anytime anyone says that word.
What word?
Professional.
Dang it. That's going to cost me a lot of money.
you know, it's funny. And if I could tell you how many players. You know, and I don't like talking about myself and mm-hmm. Et cetera, but I remember vividly Michael Clayton. You know, he did the last show his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, God, if I would have known that it was this, I would do it all the time.
Yeah.
Then Todd Yoder made a mistake. I don't know if you know who Todd Yoder is. He was a tight end,
mm-hmm.
0-2 Super Bowl ring, all that. So he came out and he did the first show.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular show, we had a player coming once a month.
Yeah.
He did the first week, which meant I didn't need somebody again until the next month. And he goes, this is so much fun. I could do it every week. I said, all right, I'll see you next week. And he ended up doing the entire show.
It's that. It is fun. Yeah. It was an amazing time, bro. I really remember. That's something I looked forward to. I still have the CD of the theme song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Franco, mm-hmm. you know, made the spot and everything. Yeah.
No,
you know, the whole object is it's not about the game. People getting to know you, getting to know, you know, things you do, getting to know your love for MMA and bare knuckle and
your hatred for the ocean.
Oh, man. It's not a hatred. It's just I don't want to casually be there. There's stuff in there that can eat you. Simple.
Your fear of the ocean.
I'm a fear. I'm a freshwater guy.
All right. So I'm going to give you a piece of advice,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to talk about combat sports. So you can go anywhere in the water. Okay, just bring somebody slower than you, smaller than you. You know, that's the whole thing of the jungle. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be fast, just faster than the slowest person.
Or a triathlete, like, you know, the swimmers at the end are the ones that get eaten.
Yeah.
So they're in the wetsuits, they look like seals, the sharks eat them. So you just got to be faster than the last guy. That's all.
You know, I never thought about that.
I got your back.
But you love competition, so you'll be extra motivated to stay ahead of that last swimmer.
not past the competition. I like survival. I'm out here.
Have you watched, what's that TV show, the SEAL show?
Oh, I forget the name of it, but they have all the former athletes.
Have you seen that show?
It's military style.
Cartoon, yeah.
Well, this isn't cartoon. This is hardcore.
Dwight Howard is doing like Navy SEAL stuff, and Mike Piazza from the catcher from the Mets.
Really?
Olympic down. Check this out. It's incredible, and it's all celebrities, and they put you through. It's rough. It's like you're almost a POV. POW, sorry. You know, they put like a mask over you, and they get into this back room and kind of drill you and grill you and all that stuff. But it changes who these people are. And it's celebrities. It's not, you know, me there. So you can see Dwight Howard changing as a person. Because I know you know what Dwight Howard is known for and who he is. And
Special Forces.
And Special Forces. You know, they think he's arrogant. And he said, I'm not arrogant. I'm just trying to have a good time. I'm just trying to have fun. So he laughed when something happened. And they just ripped him. This isn't funny. You know, this is survival. It's serious. And it just shows the life of war. Life of military, and it's changing Dwight Howard.
Sounds fun.
It breaks him down and build him back up.
Yeah.
But
hold on a second. Hold on a second. What did you say?
I said, I wonder if I could ever do it.
Okay.
Because as soon as they put you in the water, you'd have to go in the ocean.
When there's survival on the line, I'm going to survive. Okay. That's my mindset.
Well, one of the things is they had to fall backwards out of a helicopter into the water. Here's the other one, and this is the worst one I think so far. They've been lit on fire. You know, they have the suits, which is no big deal. I mean,
I don't want to drown. I'm okay.
They put you in a car, drop the car in the water, and then you have to wait X amount of time and then swim out.
But they teach you how to do it.
They teach you by saying, sit in the car.
Don't get out until
you don't know how to get out until you get out.
Well, I mean, they tell you that you have to have your hands on the steering wheel. And after X amount of seconds, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, if you let go, you fail. Until they tap you, and then you just swim out. So you're not fucked in.
Okay.
To me, that one.
But it's in a controlled environment.
The control, the ocean.
But it's a controlled environment.
At least the doors are closed.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying that you can swim out. Yeah.
We're not on the boat, and I can capsize.
Okay.
But if you open the sunroof, the shark's coming in.
But it's somebody right here.
It's true.
Outside. Yeah, there's somebody
divers.
Are you starting that promotion that you talked about that you were going to do, the bare knuckled up in Michigan? Did you start?
It might be in Tampa.
Oh, what?
Might be in Tampa?
Might be a little event in Tampa. You know? I'm actually supposed to meet with those guys in a month or so.
I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you now. Before I got down here, I had a conversation with Sergio, and I was supposed to talk to a couple other guys.
Now let me know. I want to be involved.
You're going to be involved.
I need to be involved.
I hope. I want
you. No, I'm there. You know I am. Yeah, that's,
you got to.
You know, I talk about this all the time. When you go in, when I would go in the locker room, we didn't talk football. We would talk MMA.
Yeah.
I don't talk really MMA with the fighters. I talk NFL.
Yeah.
You know, we talk different things because you want to talk outside of the realm. Do you get a kick out of the MMA fighters that are like, that's Will Golston?
Yeah, I get a kick out of anybody I know who I am, to be honest with you. I still feel, you know, I feel like I'm just a regular old dude. It's crazy still, even when I think about it. Like, yeah, no, I'm just Will in my head.
Right. But, well, you are Will.
Yeah.
It's just that you're an NFL football player.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what you do, it's who you are. But if you remember, we took a picture with yourself and the recently retired former light heavyweight champion, Golden Teixeira. Did you watch his fight, his last fight?
No.
Nobody else could watch it either. It was bad. It was bad. He got beat.
Because my son always likes to, tries to watch that type of stuff. I'm like, yo, until you get a little bit practice and controlling yourself, you can't watch all this vicious stuff. Because I don't want him to turn full animal. I wanted to be able to control that animal.
That's the beauty of mixed martial arts, to be honest, and to separate. And we just had Steve Espinosa here, who's the CEO president of
Showtime.
Okay, and I don't want to offend boxing. I don't want to offend some of these other disciplines, but mixed martial arts, that's what they teach you in the gym. You know that. You're in the gym. I saw you in the gi.
I
saw that. They don't allow that because if you, like the gym my grandkids go to, if they find out you did something in school, they'll take care of it Brazilian style, which is lock the door, pull the drapes down, and beat the crap out of it. Because that's not acceptable.
Yeah, that's, you know, I want that. We haven't been back to our training yet for the off season, so I just got to make sure my little man, you know, because I see the aggression. He has a lot of me in him. I'm like, ah, yeah, I don't know, but I don't want to. I don't want to show you somebody getting knocked out and you try it out because you got little brothers too.
So how hard is that for you to turn on and off? Like, you know, from here, from this will to the absolute 10-year, you know, Walter Payton Award receiving.
It's not hard.
You know,
it's fun for me. You know, I feel like I get to be myself here.
Well, what gets you amped up for? Like, is it music? Is it a mindset? Is it just the competition?
It might sound a little off, but it's the competition. It's just the fact that it's going to sound weird because the position I play. The guy in front of me is trying to block me. Got the audacity to try to block me and do your job. You know, so I just get amped up just knowing that I get to compete against a one percenter. No matter what, if you're in the NFL, you're 1%. You have the capability to be in the Hall of Famer no matter what level you're at. You here, NFL, I get to go against you. I'm about to give you everything I got. You get me this play, you're not going to get me the next play. That's my mindset.
And what do you think about that guy across the line from you that's thinking the same thing? I'm going against Will Golston.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's giving me everything he got because I'm giving you everything I got. It's nothing else to do because, like I say, I got three little boys watching me. If I don't give him everything I got, especially my son, because he's playing contact football now, I'm like, hey, this is what you got to do. And we break down my film. Like, you know why this happened? Because you didn't do this. All right, so now you know. Like, I'm human. I'm not Superman like you think. Some of the stuff that I'm teaching you is just out of correcting myself.
All right, I won't correct you to your son, but you are Superman, just so you know.
Man, thank you.
I dislike when somebody says, I give 110% because there's no such thing. Mm-hmm. It's 100%. And you give 100% every play.
Mm-hmm.
But has there ever been a time where maybe just before you're like, I'm going up against whoever that one person is.
Carl Nix. First day of pads with the Bucks. I think it was my first or second year. I was like, God, what is this? Why is he moving like this? Have you guys ever seen Carl Nix?
Yeah.
Frankenstein type dude. I'm talking about one of the biggest men I've ever seen in my life, still to this day. And I had, we did a reach block. You know, and I got off, shot my hands as hard as I could, and I'm pounding my feet. I'm pounding my feet, but I'm gradually going, not backwards, but like sideways. It was a zone reach. I know I'm giving him, and he just smiling, you know, going through the motions. I'm like, yo, that's when I knew, like, you know, I got to get stronger. I don't belong here. So that's when I found out you got to give everything you got, every single snap, because in football, every time the camera's on, that's when you film out your resume.
So how big is that difference from college? Because we see some of these college programs like Georgia that we could say, hey, this team could beat an NFL team.
I was going to say that to you. He has said that. Georgia could beat whoever the worst team. I'm like, you're an idiot.
But what's the difference in level change like from college to the pro?
It's like the difference in speed. I don't know if you can see the speed change, but you see the speed in preseason versus regular season.
Yeah.
Then you see the speed of postseason versus regular season. The speed changes because the tempo changes, the mindset changes. So you got, in my opinion, and I don't necessarily know because I know how and what I play for, you got guys that play to get paid and you got guys that play for the glory to be immortalized in the game. Like I want to be the best in the game. So by the time you get to the postseason, all you're playing against is guys who want to be immortalized in the game. You care less about money. So that speed changes. You're talking about a grown man, maybe 5-6 years in the league. You're talking about a kid that's in college. Not to say the strength and speed, that can all be there, but it's a different tangible that you have out there that you don't necessarily have in college.
Will you watch the game on Sunday?
Oh, no.
I mean, a lot of players don't. You're like, I'm shocked. Alex Kappa is coming here tomorrow to do the radio show.
Really?
Alex is very close to me. We're very good friends. I'm surprised. You know, I was surprised he came home because he lives here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I figured he would stay away for the week. You know, so I'm shocked. I don't know if he's going to watch the game, though, either.
I'm going to watch because we got Sue and BG. We got the Detroit legend, Brandon Graham, and we got one of my friends, Sue, playing for the Eagles, you know. So I don't know if I'm a root, but I'm going to watch.
Who do you think will win? You're not rooting then. You know,
I think the Eagles will win because I got two friends on the offense.
So you are rooting. Okay. Yeah. So you're rooting for your friends.
My friends are going to win.
Right.
You know, that's what a real friend says.
Well, that's why I got mad at Caleb. So Caleb said, if if Alex is playing, mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
If Alex is not playing, I'm going with Kansas City and Mahomes. I'm like, well, hold on a second. If Alex isn't playing, he's still going to benefit by Cincinnati winning. So how can you now root against that? I'm trying to start a little between two brothers. But, yeah.
I understand the logic.
I do too.
That, but no, I'm rooting for my guys. But, I mean, if none of my guys are playing, I'm not watching the game. I don't have a reason to watch because I didn't make it. I got to go back to the drawing board.
Well, the commercials. You can watch for the commercials.
I don't even watch TV. I watch Japanese anime, man. With my kids, I don't watch regular TV.
What is your favorite Japanese cartoon character?
One Piece is the cartoon.
I have a friend in Japan.
Really?
Yes, I do. Ironically, a former co-host. So
get out of here.
I am going to reach out to him after we're off the air today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have him get me something of whatever this One Piece thing is.
Never seen it. You should watch it, bro.
I don't know nothing. No, I don't watch it. I watch the same Law and Orders over and over again.
That's what I do with cartoons.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I'm going to find out first what One Piece is, mm-hmm. what it means, and I'm going to have Kokotis get something and mail it to me, and I'm going to get it to you.
For sure. I would appreciate it.
All right. Well, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We're going to get you some more 8-Man Strong gear. We're going to send you some salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa.
And I have a gift for you that I've been waiting to give to you.
This is why you cleared the jersey room?
You said don't mail it. Then you said don't hand it to you there. You just let me know. It's waiting for you.
Will wants to hand it to me in the locker room.
It's nice and packaged.
I can't wait. All right, so we'll
clear wall space for this, by the way.
Yeah, I hope so. I tweet it all the time. It's dirty and shit. I mean, excuse my language. It's dirty.
Stuff. Yeah. All right, I'm getting the dirty look, and I don't want to get anybody mad at me. Well, as always, thank you. Send me the address. We'll get all that stuff out to you. My day has been made. The taste of the NFL is going to make my entire week. That's Saturday. But seeing Will Gulston, you know I don't smile often.
Yeah.
Because I deal with you. I am now extremely happy and excited because I'm hanging out with Will Gulston.
Way to be professionals, you guys.
Oh. I love you. I love you. All right, let's go hit the top of the hour.
$22 out of my pocket.
Coming
thanks,
back with Henry Cejudo after the top of the
hour. Leave an address. I got to send him an invoice.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stop Time.
Fireball.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Michelle Smith from the United States Olympic gold medal winning softball team, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live. Super Bowl 57, Media Row.
I tried to do the unprofessional thing, another 777, and go and take 5 minutes off.
Between Chris Sims and Will Gulston.
Give me that 100 back now. You're now owe that.
Buccaneer, I got to send the Glazers like an invoice.
After we're done all this, okay, and after you pay your fine,
okay,
we'll both come up with a word, whatever that word is, and we'll do something for charity.
Okay.
And if we can get the guest to say the word, the other person has to pay a fine.
Well, I want to donate my money to the Andrew Zimmer organization because they feed the kids and they put structures in place to make the schools better so they can prepare healthy meals for kids. And that's what an amazing
program that they developed.
What an amazing person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, awesome.
I mean, it's
guy.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when I brought up about, you know, MMA fighters and combat fighters and how they watch the Food Network and how he's gone, and, you know, we got to get him to do some training, though.
Now, you don't have any
tattoos.
But he tattoos.
Got branded. I never will.
Now, he got a tattoo with just trust. I mean, he was in Thailand, and the guys were like decided to give him a tattoo, and he just accepted it. Like, would you ever have that kind of, like, courage?
No. First of all, I don't trust anyone.
Because you don't know what they're going to say if they write it in Thai, right? Like, you don't know what the words mean. And all the Japanese symbols, it could be one little slip of the wrist, and you're like, you know, can change the whole word, right?
Absolutely.
Doesn't that change everything?
I was just told people are watching on YouTube. Are they still watching on YouTube?
Well, not at the moment.
All right. No, I was just got my informant.
I saw Ryan Bader walking around. I saw a belt walk past.
Is today Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Wait a second.
Yeah. You got Bader over here. I saw him. He's sitting at the booth.
We will produce.
Bader, I saw a belt. There's a belt right there in the guy's hand. That guy's holding a belt.
I'm wearing a belt.
Well, you're wearing. Are you wearing a mission belt? I'm wearing my mission belt.
Levante David. Levante David sitting right next to us.
Oh, Levante David, another Buccaneer in the house. Steve, do a producing job and go find out whose belt that is.
All right, top of the hour. Let's break. We'll be right back. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. Cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.